Buksan po natin ang ating Biblia sa Unang Pedro, Kabanata 2, Talata 4 hanggang 8. Babasahin po natin ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia. Matatagpuan ang passage na ito sa page 10 sa bulletins, or you can read along the screen. Lahat po ng mga naka-underline na talata ay babasahin ng congregation. And after ko babasahin ang passage at sabihin, mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. The congregation, or kayo po, ay sasabihin salamat sa Diyos. Lumapit kayo sa Kanya, sa batong buhay na itinakwil ng mga tao, ngunit pinili ng Diyos at mahalaga sa Kanyang paningin. Sapagkat sinasabi ng kasulatan, tingnan ninyo, inilalagay ko sa Zion ng isang batong panulukan, pinili at mahalaga, hindi mapapahiya ang sinumang sumasampalataya sa Kanya. At ito ang batong katitisuran ng mga tao, batong ikadadapa nila. Natisod sila sapagkat hindi sila sumunod sa salita ng Diyos. Ganoon ang nakatakda para sa kanila. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Maaari na po kayong maupo.
Thank you, Tom.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat and welcome po ulit sa gathering ng Crossroad Church of Dubai. Ako po si James Brillantes at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga miyembro ng iglesyang ito. And tonight we will continue ang ating pag-aaral na ating iniwan last year, April 2022, sa libro ng 1 Peter entitled Letter to the Suffering Exiles. And I know, bilang mga OFW, kung meron mang nakakaintindi na tinatawag na exile, perhaps we are a little bit acquainted with it. Hindi po ba? As a OFW, we are living in a country not our own, working hard to earn para sa pag-uwi natin at somehow may naipon po tayo. And I know, bilang mga OFW as well, we have this desire or plans na makapagpatayo ng isang bahay. Or perhaps meron na po tayong mga bahay sa Pilipinas. Alam po natin yung hirap o yung mga preparation for us to have that kind of investment, hindi po ba? At kung ikaw ay nagpapatayo o merong isang tao na nagpapatayo ng isang bahay, ang pinaka-importanteng bahagi po na una niyang iisipin, isang pundasyon. Kung meron isang budget, meron ng lupa na papatayuan, that is the very important thing na kanyang iisipin. Dahil ang pundasyon po ang maghahawak ng buong structure na pinapatayo. In like manner, sa ating passage po tonight, Peter, yung author ng book na pag-aaralan natin, is using yung analogy or picture of a rock, a stone, na si Jesus Christ, as the foundation ng kanyang encouragement sa mga suffering believers who are scattered or in dispersion in some parts of the Roman Empire, now called modern Turkey. Makikita po natin yan in chapter 1, verse 1. He encouraged them to stand firm sa kanilang pananampalataya as they embrace their new identity as children of God. Paano po nila ginawa ito? Peter said, going back to chapter 1, they were chosen before the foundation of time, as elect through the work of the triune God for their salvation, for our salvation. through God's mercy, He has caused us, He has caused them to be born again in the living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is in chapter 1, verse 3. And in chapter 1, verse 23, sabi niya, we have been born again or regenerated, naging mananampalataya tayo, not of the imperishable seed, but through the living and abiding word of God. Now, while waiting for the appearing of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ sa kanyang pagbalik, Peter is encouraging us, he's encouraging them to set their hope fully to Christ. So, in between our conversion and the consummation of our faith, when Christ returned, Peter calls us to live in the new identity ipinagkaloob niya sa atin. And we know that this is not easy. Because like the recipient of this letter, we too might or already experiencing yung rejection because of our faith in Christ. We might be being tempted to conform in the former ignorance that we have. From the futile ways that we have inherited to our forefathers. Might be that on our own, we will not renounce wickedness. Kita natin in chapter 2, verse 1. We will not abstain from the passions of our flesh. So Peter in our passage tonight grounds his encouragement of the importance of Christ, telling his readers, including us tonight, how we should understand ourselves with respect of Christ, or respect to Christ. Why is it Christ is important sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya individually? Why is it Christ important sa mananampalataya corporately? And why is it Christ important for non-believers? Ito po yung main point natin tonight. Believers are living stones built in Christ, who is the cornerstone appointed by God for our salvation. Hinati po natin yung passage na ito into three parts. Una, Jesus is the living stone whereby believers come and are being built up. Nakita natin yan in verses 4 to 5. The second point, Jesus is the cornerstone chosen by God, verse 6. And last part, Jesus is the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense for non-believers. Let's start with first point. Jesus is the living stone whereby believers come and are being built up. Verse 4, sabi niya, as you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. As you come to Him. Yung Him po dito refers to Jesus Christ. To Christ. And what does Peter mean saying na come to Him? For context, balikan po natin yung chapter 2, verse 1. May kita po natin dyan that Peter calls Christians, believers, to renounce yung kanilang mga wicked acts. To renounce yung malice, yung deceit, yung hypocrisy, yung envy, slander. And calls them to delight in God's Word as God's people. He goes on by saying that this delighting, this meditating, this consuming of God's Word like a newborn infant will cause them to maturity. Going in our passage, so verse 4, Peter starts with an expectation that as we consume God's Word, it would result to a greater desire for us to come to God. He has this expectation in mind that as believer grows and tastes God's goodness through the saving work sa ating conversion, and our daily consumption of God's Word, this would result to our increasing desire to come to Him. What Peter is trying to say here, as you have tasted Him, as you have experienced His kindness, this should lead us to draw more closer sa ating Diyos, to commune, to have fellowship, to remain in Him. And if we are going to think about this, reflect upon this bilang mga mananampalataya, this should be true to all regenerated Christians. As our knowledge of God is informed by His Word, our informed desire would increase our faith to draw more closer sa Kanya. Ang tanong po, kamusta po yung consumption natin, yung pag-meditate natin sa salita ng Panginoon? How often do we read, do we come to Him sa ating mga personal na mga time? Then, why come to Him? Notice, yung sinasabi dito ni Peter, instead of continuing sa kanyang subject na itong mga unit or describing them or talking about them, yung ginawa niya, he shift his attention to Christ and talked about Christ. Peter wants us to see the importance of Christ here. He wants us to focus to Jesus. Then he described Jesus as a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Perhaps, kung meron man tayong naiisip, that is something true about Christ, and po ay buhay siya. But certainly, not yung image na stone. Yet Peter said here that Jesus is a living stone. Jesus is alive and the source of life. He gives life to those who come to Him in faith. That He is the rock that provides living water to those that thirst among souls. And we can read yung reference ito in Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, when the people of Israel received water miraculously from the rock. Apostle Paul claimed and make a strong connection about this, that the rock was Christ. He is the smitten, is the rock smitten in Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, which brought life and sustaining water to God's people. Ito po yung sabi niya in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, and all drunk from the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them. And the rock was Christ. Even si Peter made a confession in Matthew 16, verse 16, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And upon that confession, the confession of Peter of who Christ is, ang sagong response kanya na Panginoon, on that confession, Peter, I will build my church. Yet, despite the connection, the declaration we see from the Scripture, and even the declaration of Christ Himself, still, He was being rejected. He was being rejected by men. And oftentimes, we have been rejected Him as the living stone of our lives. In 1 John 1:1, it says, even His own people reject Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. Jesus was also rejected by the religious leaders who examined His claim. They reject Him not because of the lack of evidence, of the lack of eyewitnesses, the lack of signs, the lack of confession ng mga taong binago ng gospel nito ni Jesus. Yet, the very reason they reject Christ is because of their spiritual blindness. Because their eyes were veiled. Because their hearts were hardened towards Christ. And because of that, they conclude that Christ is not worthy of their worship. That Christ is not worthy of their trust. That Jesus, who is rejected by men, bore our sins and griefs and carried our sorrows and shame on the cross. He was being pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. And even on the cross, Christ was mocked. People say insult about him. But upon Christ, his death and resurrection, Jesus brought us peace with the Father. Mga kapatid, Christ's resurrection proves that he is precious in the sight of God. That he was the chosen Savior ordained by God before the foundation of time for us to be reconciled to the Father. And there is no other person we can trust, that we can come and build our lives or the foundation of our faith other than Jesus Christ. He is the one who conquered death and sin by coming to life. And as believers, though we may face a lot of rejection, we can take comfort about this. We can look upon Christ and his example and how he endured in rejection, Tanya. We can come to him and receive life. We can take comfort of that, though the world may reject us because of our faith in him, like Christ, and because we are in Christ, believers are also precious in the sight of God. That our salvation is secured by this living stone. And that we can continue to come to him to receive life and be sustained by him. After that, makita natin how Peter shifts his attention. The implication of Christ to the redeemed individual sa corporate setting. If Christ is alive, if Christ was raised from the grave, what is the implication of it to us, for us, bilang mga mananampalataya, bilang isang iglesia? Verse 5, sabi niya, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up a spiritual house to be holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We see here in verse 4, he used yung singular na you. But in verse 5, he shift yung paggamit niya, instead of addressing to an individual, he used yung plural na you, yourselves. This means that we who are in Christ shares in the life of Christ as living stones. This means that by grace through faith in Christ, we receive life in him. And we too are living stones. Because we are no longer aliens and strangers in the household of God, but children. Notice as well yung implication ng shared life natin sa kanya as we received yung forgiveness of sins, as he reconciled us in union with him through our faith. He did not only reconcile us to the Father, but he reconciled us to one another. we are being built up as a spiritual house. This means that in Christ's redeeming work, we are a new community. We are a new household, a spiritual household by which kanyang natayo. We are like a brick of stone that builds the temple of God. Try to think of this for a moment. We are part of God's family. But we are a community of believers. We are a family. That as our lives are united with Christ, and so with each other. Because of Christ's redeeming work, has reconciled us with each other. Nakikita po natin in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Verses 19 to 22, ay sinabi niya, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, but on the foundation, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by His Spirit." In 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ, or the believers, is compared to the body of Christ. Ito po yung sinabi niya in verses 12 to 14 and verse 27. "For just as the body is one, and as many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Now, you are the body of Christ, and individually, members of it." But try to think of this analogy sa pinakita dito, that because of Christ's redeeming work, we are now part of this family, of this new temple, of this spiritual household. This means that as a redeemed people, our lives is not meant to be lived in isolation. It is not meant to be lived alone, separate with God's people. Remember that God has purchased us, you and I, to be part of this new community, which is the church. And if we are a professing Christians and not part of a church, if you does not have a desire for God's church, if you does not have a desire para sa kanyang mga tao, to be with His people, perhaps we are missing the point here. We are missing the point why Christ, or why we are called the followers of Christ. If you are not a member of a church, be part of the church. Because this is God's intended design and purpose for all believers. If you are not yet a member of a church, next week po, mayroong magaganap na membership class. Which is on May 13th. We will have a membership class sa bahay ni Pastor Alvin. And if you are interested to join, you can approach si Ate Sally. And in that class, we will know why church is important. Why being a member of a church is helpful for our souls. And when we gather, and then when we gather, what do we do then? That's the next question. Ano yung role natin bilang mga parte ng katawan ni Kristo? Peter said to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isa po sa mga task ng isang priest sa Old Testament ay to offer yung sacrifices sa altar. And isa po dito is yung dugo or yung blood. Po, they offer that for the forgiveness of sin. And yung isang priest po must offer also ng blood before he could enter yung Holy of Holies. And ginagawa lamang nila ito once a year. He needs to do that so that when he enter yung Holy of Holies where in God's presence dwell, hindi po siya mamatay. Because he will be exposed if he has sin in him carrying and enter into that area where God is, he will be exposed to God's holiness and mamatay po siya. Now, in Christ, tayong mga mananampalataya can come to God directly, offering our spiritual sacrifices because Christ has torn the veil that separates us with God. We can go directly sa ating Diyos through the mediating work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as a church, bilang isang community of believers, we can do what we do when we gather is we are worshiping God. We come to Him offering our lives as a spiritual act of worship. That's what we do when we come here. Because Romans 12:1, sabi ni Paul, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Even Hebrews 13 verse 15 says that our good works or good deeds and praises to God are now pleasing to Him. This also means that as we gather together, as a redeemed people, it is an opportunity for us in serving one another, in building up one another in faith, serving through various ministries dito sa ating iglesia, through singing, through reading of God's Word, through set up, even through giving and helping our brothers and sisters who are need help or who needs help, which I know that we are already in habit of doing. But not only that, and not only here, but even in the midst ng busy week, our service and studies, kasama yung ating mga kapatid, are an act of worship sa ating Diyos. It is an act of worship if we are doing that with an intention to glorify God. Our service are acceptable because of Christ. It is only by Him and through Him why our works have been accepted by a holy God. Because on our own, we cannot do that because of sin. Oh, but these are the benefits that we have as a redeemed people of God. That we can come to Him, receive life and sustained by Him. We are being built up with one another as part of His redeemed community. And we have this privilege to serve Him and one another as an act of worship acceptable to God. Now, after Peter made yung reference of Christ as a living stone, and to the believers as living stone, he then turned his attention back to Christ. Makikita po natin yan in verse 6. With the new imagery na ginamit niya as the cornerstone quoted from Isaiah 28. Sabi niya dyan, the second point, Jesus is the cornerstone chosen by God. Verse 6, for it stands in the scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, cornerstone chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For it stands in the scripture. Notice the basis of Peter's reason here, his encouragement. He builds his encouragement, his motivation para sa mga mananampalataya na ito who suffers in the midst of trials and persecutions using the word of God. This is like Peter telling us that God did not build the foundation of the house based on the pragmatic reasoning or sa mga practical na kung ano lang ang gagana. But instead, he went back to God or what God has said according to his word. Peter went back to God's idea and not his idea. To God's plan and not his plan about the cornerstone, the foundation that God placed for his church. And now, how are we going to relate to it? Nowadays, we have a different style po sa pag-construct ng isang bahay o isang building. Ngayon, yung ginagawa natin is yung buhos, di ba? Yung para pagpatayo ng isang pundasyon, binubuhusan ng simento. And for that to solidify yung isang pundasyon with, of course, yung mga nilalagay doon. But in ancient construction, cornerstone is the most important piece sa isang pagpapatayo ng structure. O ng isang bahay, ng isang temple. Yung idea po to consider a stone to be a cornerstone, dapat siya yung pinakamalaki na bato na gagamitin sa pagpapatayo ng isang bahay. Nakasalalay o dapat siya ang pinakamatigas, pinakamalaki, pinakaperpekto yung pagkakakat. It is essential ang mga karakteristik na ito sa isang cornerstone. Dahil sa cornerstone, nakasalalay ang alignment, ang weight ng isang structure. Literally, the cornerstone is the one that held the structure together. Now, by quoting Isaiah 28 verse 16, Peter is declaring that Jesus is the fulfillment of the cornerstone promised in the Old Testament. Jesus is the cornerstone according to the design of the Father. That in Jesus, everything will be built upon. Jesus is the one who holds our salvation, who holds our life together. He is the one on whom our faith, our practice, our doctrine, our confession is aligned. And without him, remove Christ, everything that we build, everything that we believe, be laid into waste. Try to think about this, mga kapatid. If Christ was not raised from the grave, what will happen to our faith? As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if in Christ our hope is in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Kawawa po tayo. Our faith is futile and we are still in our sins if Christ was not raised from the grave. take heart, mga kapatid. Christ's death is not something strange or an image of defeat. But for Peter, as God's designed, the death of Christ is in the hands of the lawless men was God's predetermined plan to purchase us from the grip of sin. Through Christ's death and resurrection, it cements our faith in the foundation of Christ. Now, if we're going to read this in the context of Isaiah 28, in this verse, in verse 16, it is a message of hope. Because a series ng judgment na binigay ni Prophet Isaiah sa mga tao na ito, the series of judgment would make us or make them discouraged. But yet, in that series of judgment, God said, God gave them yung promise na ito. God has given them hope. But behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. Kapatid, the same hope na ibinigay na Panginoon in the Old Testament is the same hope that we have now in this present time. Because as they wait for the fulfillment of that cornerstone that God has promised to them, we have also tasted and looked back sa ginawa ni Jesus Christ on the cross. Look at the assurance, the invitation that He's given us here. Whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. The promise that He has given us will stand into eternity. But this is where our hope stands. Because whoever believes and confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and the cornerstone of their lives will never be put to shame. The same thing that Apostle Paul echoed in Romans 10 verses 9 to 11. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. Ang tanong, kapatid, where do we build the foundation of our faith? Do we put it, do we trust in foundation that God has laid for us? Or do we build it on another foundation according to our desire, according to what we want? Friends, know this, that there is indeed hope for sinners who repent from their sins and turn to Christ for their salvation. And if you are here tonight, you are not yet in Christ, I urge you to build your hope in the cornerstone who is Christ Jesus. And surely, you will not be put to shame. You see, sa last point po natin, makikita natin dito how Peter will apply Jesus, the cornerstone, to those who believe and to those who do not believe. But for those who do not believe, Jesus is the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense for non-believers. Verse 7. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And here, makikita po natin yung effect ng gospel to opposite effects sa dalawang grupo. On one hand, Peter is telling us that for those who truly believed in Jesus, as chosen and honored stone, we are also honored. Because everything that he has said, proclaimed in the prior verses, will stand. But for those who do not believe, nakikita po natin dyan, the stone na ginamit niya una dyan is like a little rock. Which means, for those who do not believe in Christ as the cornerstone of their lives, they view him as insignificant. For them, he is just like a piece of rock. And despite of how we view Christ, or say na he might be insignificant sa buhay natin ngayon, yung gospel na naririnig natin has no value for us. Look at sinabi ni Peter dito, the stone has become the cornerstone. But here's the thing. We might view the gospel or Christ as irrelevant right now. Perhaps you are not thinking of it at all. But at the end of all these things, the end of the matter is this. All of us, those who believe and do not believe in Christ, will be measured, will be judged according to the standard, the cornerstone that God has laid. And this is a crucial thing, mga kapatid. Because what is at stake is our eternity. So why water down the gospel? There is no other foundation that God has laid for sinners to be reconciled to him, but only through the cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ. We can see this affirmation by Christ himself in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That is exclusive alone in Christ. Ito naman yung sinabi ni Peter in Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. See, mga kapatid, salvation is through Christ alone and in him alone. This is an inescapable truth that no matter how we neglect, no matter how we reject Christ, at the end of our lives, we will be judged by him, according to this cornerstone. Notice the consequence of unbelief in verse 8. But then, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey, and they disobey the word as they were destined to do. Yung quotation po dito na ginamit ni Peter is coming from Isaiah chapter 8. Kung saan God is calling his people to place their fear sa kanya lamang. In the midst of the threat that coming from the Assyrian invasion and also this the conspiracy na gaganap sa loob ng Jerusalem. Yet, in response, the people did not heed that warning. Did not heed that call. Hindi sila nakinig. Kasi sinabi ni Prophet Isaiah. And because of their rebellion, they were judged. God put them into exile. You see, the very God that they reject is the same God that judges them. The God who sent Babylon to put them into exile because they broke covenant with God. What Peter is trying to say here, time will come that the Savior, Jesus, that we are rejecting, will judge us in His return. On that time, He will be a judge. He will be like a stone by which we stumble, and in the same stone by which we will be destroyed. Pareho lang yan na habang as we hear the gospel, as we throw it away, God has laid it on our path where it is intended to fall. And as we come to our path, the stone that we have thrown is the same stone kung saan matitisod tayo. And the same stone kung saan mahuhulog tayo at ibabagsak sa atin. And that is an image of judgment. The same thing sinabi ni Luke sa Luke 20, verse 18. That everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. That is Jesus. And the reason why we stumble and will be judged is because of our disobedience. Disobedience of the Word. Our refusal to believe what has been preached about Christ. Our refusal to believe on His death, burial, and resurrection. Our refusal to believe that He is the Savior, the only way, the only truth, and the only life. We have been unwillingly accepting yung truth na ito, that He is the Savior. For perhaps we think that there is another Savior. But nakita natin, mga kapatid, that Jesus is the only cornerstone by which we can build our spiritual house. Because building our faith on the foundation other than Christ, other than what God has placed, time will come that it will be shaken on His return. And we know that that foundation that we build outside of Christ will not stand in the judgment of God. But take heart, mga kapatid. For this is not yet the time of judgment. God is still offering us time to build our lives in the rock of our salvation, the living cornerstone who is Jesus Christ. So that when the time that the great flood of God's judgment will come, we will never be put to shame. If you are here tonight, and you are not yet in Christ, I urge you to repent from your sins. Turn to Christ for your salvation. Build your life in this cornerstone that God has chosen, who is precious. God has appointed before the foundation of time to be the Savior. For those who are in Christ, for those who are suffering because of our confession that He is our Lord and He is our Savior. Kapatid, continue to cling on that rock of our salvation. Continue to persevere in faith. Continue to trust that rock who is Jesus. Believers are living stones built in Christ, who is the cornerstone appointed by God for our salvation. Manalangin po tayo. Father, help us to continue to build our lives in the foundation that you have laid for us, who is Christ, the cornerstone of our faith. May those who are not yet in you, by grace, that you would call them to come into the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That they would put their faith in the rock of our salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.